You ever have a liver sausage? Michael is cutting it right now.
I have not.
What microphone are you on, Michael? Are you number three? Mm-hmm. There you go. Okay. All right. Be careful.
Okay.
We were talking about liver sausage a week ago, and a lot of people on working at night didn't know what liver sausage was. Liver sausage is a kind of sausage made from liver, hence the name. I don't know what it is, but it doesn't smell too good tonight. I haven't had it in a while. What's it smell like to you?
I got someone's foot. So you're saying it comes from liver. Whose liver? What liver?
It's a liver.
It smells. Okay, so the first thing I noticed when I opened the package.
It contains pigs or calves of, it's a pig liver.
Oh, multiple livers from multiple animals.
I think it's kind of like a hot dog where they take the liver and they add some other pieces of the animal. it's usually eaten with onion or bacon, and you put it on bread. So you have white bread in front of you.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So you put some mustard on there. You're cutting the onions right now.
Got the onions.
Okay. Got the onions. James, you want to come in here and try this sandwich? James is like, I didn't sign up for this.
Sure. I'll be right in.
I don't really know what's going on here.
I'll try it. I'll be right in.
I'm not quite sure what's going on with the liver sausage. I don't know where it started. Maybe it was just because it was so cheap. But right now, by the way, I went to the grocery store, bought the liver sausage today. $4.
Oh.
That seems a little expensive.
How much does liver sausage usually go for?
I don't know. I thought it was like it was cheap. But apparently it's not cheap anymore. I thought that's the reason that we ate it back in the day.
Hmm.
I don't know. All right. Hold on a second. Can you answer the liver sausage question? You have more information on it?
Yeah. First of all, they're eating it wrong. You're supposed to use mayonnaise and lettuce on white bread, not mustard.
No. Everybody says mustard. That's how I ate it back in the day. Mayonnaise and lettuce? Really?
Yeah, mayonnaise and lettuce. I'm telling you, it's way better.
Hmm.
Seriously.
Hmm. Did you remember back in the day, liver sausage, it used to be very cheap?
Yeah, it used to be like 98 cents a roll.
Yeah, that's why everybody ate the liver sausage, Michael. Okay. I can't wait.
Wait, in the 80s? Was it that,
yes,
that cheap?
The 80s was a big deal. Okay. What is your name, by the way?
Mike.
Mike. Mike, do you still eat Braunschweiger?
Actually, every now and again, I treat myself to it, but it's not something that I regularly partake in.
Treat myself?
Do you put the onions on the white bread?
I just use the lettuce and mayo. That's it.
That's it. All right.
Yeah, that's it. And sometimes I dehydrate it for my dog and give it to him as a treat.
Oh, see, that makes more sense.
Well, how do you do that? How do you dehydrate it? What are you doing? Just leaving it out on the counter?
No. You just get one of those little dehydrator things and plug it in, and like 12 hours later, it's dried out and done.
You got to go to the Costco to get that. Thank you, Mike. Have a great night.
All right. Have a great night.
Okay. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We're talking about Braunschweiger here. Braunschweiger. Braunschweiger. 608 area code. You got to have rye bread, Italian bread, brown mustard, slice of raw onion. We have the raw onion here with crackers. Also good. Oh, okay. I didn't think of the crackers. Miracle Whip and potato chips.
Well, that's just, mayonnaise and potato chips.
Pete, liver sausage is great, plain on rye bread, nothing else. I disagree. You got to have the yellow mustard.
All right. I got some of them done. He mentioned that it was kind of like dog food. It does have the consistency of a dog food or Spam that I'm looking at.
Okay.
It's kind of like a big old.
All right.
It looks like ground meat.
James, come over to this microphone over here. James Sears trying Braunschweiger for the first time. You had a comment about Braunschweiger? Go ahead, bud. Hello?
Hi, Pete?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, how you doing? My mom is old country German. I've been eating Braunschweiger, liver sausage, for, I'd say, 40 years. I'm 64.
64.
A great place to go that's got about a dozen different types is a place on Milwaukee and Austin called the Produce Center.
Okay.
And they got a deli counter in the back, and I would say minimum of 8 different types.
Okay.
Small bacon bits in there. The reason they're so expensive these days, the basic model is Scott Peterson. That's like the ballpark Frank of Braunschweiger.
So
that stuff you used to go on sale for 99¢ a pound.
Right. That's why we bought it, because it was cheap and we had so many kids, and now it's expensive.
Yeah, you came from a big family, but my dad and my mom were the old country Eastern European deal. You know, they got me started on real good stuff like Usinger. You ever hear of Usinger's?
No.
It's spelled Usinger.
Okay.
Some people call it Usinger's, but that's like the top shelf of it. That's got the bacon, pieces in there and stuff. But if you go to that place, if you go to any good deli,
they're going to have good Braunschweiger.
Well, they're going to have the primo stuff. You don't want the Scott Peterson, because that stuff's garbage.
Well, we're going to eat it right now, so don't tell these guys that. Excuse me. Sorry about that.
Yeah, thanks for the great lead up there.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Okay, are we all ready to take a bite?
Mm-hmm. I think so, at least. I'm kind of nervous.
Did you put onion on here?
Yeah. Do you want some more onion?
No. No, let's go.
We got some onion left.
All right.
Mm-hmm. It's the big moment.
Okay. Oh, my God, that's wonderful. Takes me right back to grammar school, St. Philomena. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm tasting a lot of onion.
Yeah.
Right. Strong mustard, onion. Too.
You should have dialed it down just a little. James, what do you think?
You know, so at first I'm having this, not bad. I don't know what I was expecting, but not terrible.
Okay. Michael?
Yeah, it's meaty. It's... It's very soft. It feels like I'm biting into a pillow of a pig.
This is Chicago radio right here, folks.
You know what? It's interesting because everyone has such a great connection to Braunschweiger.
Every line is filled right now, and I can't keep up with the text messages.
Let me go in there, and I'm going to eat this while I take these calls.
Okay. Buy liver sausage from the deli. Eat on a hard roll with onions and vinegar. Okay. Love it. All right. Hi, WGN. What do you want to say about the Braunschweiger? Go ahead.
Hey, Pete, just so you know, I've been following you since you were the morning guy on the drive.
Well, thank you, buddy.
I'm not just some windbag that doesn't know what's going on. So I wouldn't steer you wrong. You know what I'm saying?
I am on it.
I know you got a lot of people calling you, and I don't want to take up a lot of their time, but go to the place I told you about. It's in a little, it used to be a guitar center. It's called Produce Center.
Yep.
Go in there in the back, and they got at least 8 to 10 brands, and they'll give you samples, and, they'll let you try the ones that you'd like.
Yep.
And all of that.
I got it. I wrote it down. I got to run. I got to get to the other calls, but thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. Let's go to Dan on line 2. Dan, what's your comment about Braunschweiger?
You got to do it with cream cheese. Equal parts cream cheese to the Braunschweiger, and then you have crackers with that.
Cream it's cheese? Cream. Really?
Yeah, cream cheese. Yeah, pick your favorite one. You do that one with a chive in it or whatever, but... Equal parts cream cheese to the Braunschweiger on a cracker and some beer. You're fine.
Of course. You got to have some beer. You got to have Braunschweiger, some cream cheese, and some beer. Thank you, Dan.
Watch the socks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Thank you very much.
You know, Pete, I feel like I'm getting stronger as I'm eating it. Is that normal?
You didn't put enough Braunschweiger on the white bread.
I'm mid Braunschweiger here.
Wow.
It looks like a Whopper sandwich.
Have you noticed that James really hasn't said anything since he's been eating? Are you okay?
I'm okay.
All right.
James is turning a greenish color.
Is this G.I. Joe, the meat guy?
You got him. G.I. Joe's Sergeant Sausage.
Sergeant Sausage, can you explain to Michael the importance of having Braunschweiger in your life?
Braunschweiger is a staple in some homes. It's full of goodies. I don't want to mention too many goodies, but it's got a lot of iron in there. You're in the iron, that's the place to go.
Yeah, I did mention I was feeling stronger. You can really taste mm-hmm. the iron, I think, when you're doing it. It's very soft. Now, Pete was talking about how it comes from a lot of different animals and livers.
Well, we don't
Is
want,
that true?
We're eating it right now. Just imagine a liver sausage kind of a hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Am I right?
Yeah, yes and no. We like our hot dogs a little firmer. Okay. They got to stand up. They got to stand up.
Well, I understand
they gotta stand
that.
Stand out and stand up.
I'm talking about the ingredients that go in the Braunschweiger.
It would probably be a kind of a cheap hot dog, a cheap one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right.
A
That's what I mean.
Dog.
Yep.
Yeah. You want a good hot dog, you go down a different road. But the Germans are famous for that, too. And there was one guy mentioned Usinger's. They're like on top of the line.
Okay.
Like, so you're going to have to pay through the nose. So one of the reasons Braunschweiger and all that is so high now is the price of pork. Mm. Pork bellies and pork products have really went through the ceiling. There's a disease out there that's kind of hampering the situation that's making it more difficult.
Okay.
So pork has jumped.
You know, I remember in Orion's morning report, he actually said that the price of Braunschweiger was through the roof, and he said there's
something. He did not.
Yeah, he has a normal routine. Every Wednesday, he talks Braunschweiger for at least 30 minutes.
Does he really?
I could have recalled.
Are you sure about that?
Maybe not.
Okay.
Yeah, so when I'm pounding the streets and doing my thing, I usually carry a couple different Braunschweigers. One of them is like a pate. It's creamy, smooth, rich.
Yep.
And it goes down easy. The other one is a stronger German-type Braunschweiger that's drier with a little bit deeper smoke, and it's a coarse brown. It's not going to spread. It's going to lay there on the sandwich.
Okay.
And what the one guy said about the dogs love it. People buy the Braunschweiger from me just to give to their dogs, believe it or not.
Dogs will eat anything. Usinger's. Everybody is texting in about Usinger's. Where can I get it?
Usinger's, you can get basically, you have to go to a high-end store. You almost have to go to their plant in Milwaukee.
Yep, that's what people are saying. I'm 414. Usinger's is in Milwaukee. Okay.
That's not going to be a cheap date, though. You better bring your bankroll. That's not a cheap date there.
Really?
It's almost like Palina Market on steroids a little bit.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. Thank you, brother. Have a great night.
You too. Take care and be well. All bye-bye.
Right. See you, man. That's G.I. Joe, Sergeant Sausage right there. Look at that. Okay. On a scale from 1 to 10, let's do a whip around. By the way, Brett the engineer can't eat fast enough. It's like he's going to the electric chair. He's done with the sandwich already. All right. Michael?
I thought it was really good. You know, it was like kind of like a hamburger. I liked it a little bit more than I thought. I'm going to give it a solid 7.
7?
On the Richter scale.
I like it. James?
You know, I was thinking a 7, too. It's kind of like a... like a soft hot dog, like that one caller was saying, not as hard as a hot dog. I'd like to try it with the cream cheese, though. I think that'd
be
good.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. 7.
With the onion, this is a solid 9 for me. This takes me right back to grammar school. Love it. Oh, God. It's so good.
So you go to Au Cheval, you're seeing the burger, you're seeing the liver sausage, you're hitting up Braunschweiger.
I am. The Braunschweiger, which I'm going to change my name. That's going to be my new radio name. Just Braunschweiger. That's going to be me. All right, quick break. My finish this at 720 WGN. Very, very funny. We did the Spam-O-Rama once where we brought in Spam and someone actually cooked it on a hot plate in the studio. But I think this is better. I love Braunschweiger. I love it. Takes me right back to grammar school. Oh, it's perfect. With the youngins.
Mm-hmm.
We nailed it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
630 area code. I said I'm going to change my radio name to Braunschweiger. How about Pete Mick Braunschweiger? I like it.
It's a nice ring.
It does.
Feels like you should like rip off your shirt after you say your name every time. Though. Pete Mick Braunschweiger!
847, we moved from Chicago to Utah recently. Gratified that we found the brand John Morell Braunschweiger in our local market.
Huh. Early Christmas gift to them.
Toasted bread, thin slice of Braunschweiger, couple leaves of iceberg lettuce, dill pickle on the side. It's heaven. Wow. Thank you, 847. Soften liver sausage mix mayo, pickle relish, then spread mixture on white bread toast. What is it with the white bread that makes it taste so good?
It was a good touch.
What was your question?
I wanted to know, because I'm kind of confused, because when I came into the Braunschweiger situation and taste test for tonight, you sent me a note that said, and I quote, "My mother made me liverwurst sandwiches, yellow mustard, and onion. When you opened the lunchbox, the kids would faint." And that's what I thought the Braunschweiger
was from a listener.
Oh.
Because sometimes the smell is a bit much for people.
So I'm thinking 1970s, 1980s, Pete McMurray has one of those Superman tin lunchboxes. Braunschweiger has been sitting in there since in the early morn, and you crack that thing open. That's
we
not
never
be.
Had tin lunchboxes. First of all, it was back in the day. I went to school about three blocks from my house, grammar school, and we went home for lunch. So I walked home. So I left school in second grade and walked home.
Man.
Would you ever let a kid do that nowadays?
That would be, you'd be in
jail. Never. Yeah, you would be. Why is that? Why is that second grader walking somewhere with his buddy? What is going on? So we'd walk home for lunch every day.
And your mom would just be like, "PT, it's time for brunch rocket time."
No, I was there with usually my brother Johnny because he was a year older than me. So we'd have the same lunch.
Man, that's a different time when you could go home and eat at. And then you'd go back to school as a second grader?
Yeah. Walk back to school and finish up. Go to recess and finish school.
You can't trust these kids these days.
No way.
They won't do that.
No way. And we're helicopter parents. We got to know where our kids are. What? He turned off his Life 360 app. What do you mean? He can't do that. I don't know where he is.
So I did have a question for you, though. I wanted to know, since I actually enjoyed it more than I thought, it is like a soft hot dog. But I'm thinking with the consistency, can you put it on the grill? Can you grill this Braunschweiger? Will that make it better?
I don't know if you can grill it because will it stay together when you try to flip it? It may fall through the grates. But 847 area code said, "My husband fries it with eggs for breakfast." That is another thing that people used to do in the 70s. My mother, if we had extra meat left over from the night before, she would throw it in a pan, fry it with oil, and then put eggs in it.
Huh. And that was good.
Ground beef. We have extra ground beef at the house. Fry up the ground beef, throw the eggs in it, serve it for breakfast.
That's interesting. You know, I...
In a time I feel like you need to come over and we need to just test out this food in my house.
I think I've had way too many avocado toasts and, you know, the fancy quesadillas and tacos that are made by famous chefs. And now I'm diving back into Braunschweiger and eggs for breakfast.
I'm having flashbacks right now on Friday night because I come from a very Catholic family. My mother still to this day won't eat meat on Fridays. And she used to make scrambled eggs with potatoes and onions. So she would, fry up. Look at your face. She would fry up the onions, then put the potatoes in the oil and get them crispy. And then she would put the eggs in there and mix it all together.
That doesn't sound that bad.
No, but we had that for dinner.
Oh. Okay.
That was dinner. Braunschweiger, try frying it sometime in a little butter. Put it on rye, mayo, another good combo. I think you try frying it first.
Okay, yeah, I'll have to go and buy some. Go to Minneapolis or whatnot.
Well, I bought a huge brick. Just take it home with you. You could fry it up tomorrow morning. You loved it.
It was really good. It was really good. And you know what the funny thing is? I love the WGN listeners so much because I don't think this might rival the 2016 Cubs World Series as far as texts coming in for a topic.
It's unbelievable. 708 area code. Used to go home from school for lunch. Butter and grape jelly with liver sausage sandwich. What is it? Thank you, Nancy. What is it with grape jelly? People used to put grape jelly on everything. My father used to put grape jelly on toast, and then he would put scrambled eggs on top of it.
Wait, How many eggs did you guys go through a week, by the way?
We had so many eggs. My grandfather owned a grocery store, so we used to get eggs.
That's awesome.
They're outdated. I'll send them over to Betty Ann. She'll fry them up for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Man, see, that's why you have a family of 12 strong brothers and sisters. It was just all eggs.
Lots of eggs. Because you could, you know, you could stretch it out. Put some milk in the eggs, make even more. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, it's interesting to see, like, these old school foods kind of have still lasted the test of time. I'm thinking when we go through all these vegan crazes, the keto diet, everything, all we're going to be left with is Braunschweiger and eggs. We're going to go right back to the 70s.
If you're on the keto diet, can you have Braunschweiger?
I'm thinking. I don't know. I don't really know what the keto diet is, to be honest.
630 area code, is your brother Johnny McBraunschweiger? I'm going to call Johnny tomorrow, and I'm going to call him that. Johnny McBraunschweiger. That's hilarious. If you're on the keto diet, you can have Braunschweiger.
Oh. We should call up one of our doctor friends and let them know. This is such an you should create your own diet, the Pete McBraunschweiger diet of just all like duck soup for breakfast, duck blood soup.
By the way, I called every Polish restaurant in Chicago to find duck blood soup.
Mm-hmm.
That was another thing that that people were calling in about. Duck blood soup. I couldn't find it anywhere.
Anywhere. Nowhere. In all of Chicago.
There was an authentic Polish restaurant at Ashland in Milwaukee, and the guy laughed at me. No. Nobody's eating that anymore. Okay. All right. Just checking.
Looking
for it.
I bet you if we got to find a WGN listener who could bring in some duck blood soup.
Well, all you have to do is Google it. It tells you the recipe, but you need blood. You need to go get blood from a butcher. I didn't want to do that. I just didn't have time.
Mm-mm.
But the Braunschweiger, I feel like we need to do something on our website at WGNradio.com. Put a Braunschweiger section for the holidays. Thank you so much for hanging out. Nick is coming up next. Michael, take home the Braunschweiger.
Thank you.
Fried up tomorrow morning with some eggs, maybe some grilled onions. That would be nice.